We'll find a way. Right?
Yeah, good. That was good. Smooth.
The last 5 minutes didn't exist.
That was a good, smooth opening right there. That was nice. First time we've been on time, even though we started 4 minutes ago.
We had an issue. It had to do with me pushing buttons in the other room.
Has there been a show where we didn't have an issue up front?
I blame me.
No, but has there been one? Has there been a show where we started on time?
We've had a few. We've done a lot of show.
It was smooth. Mm-hmm. Callers worked. Any of that?
You ever get like a text and you go to it and it's just not there?
Phantom text?
Yeah. All right, that's boring shit.
You know, what is that? Because it's happening since I updated the iOS.
I don't want to talk about iOS.
On the screen.
Boring.
Who's Victor?
Oh, Victor is a listener. But this is a different Victor. I need to get somebody to autograph something for somebody named Victor for Mike Catherwood later. That's not important. What is important is the after disaster.
The after disaster is important.
Welcome to the after disaster. This is a that's not the appropriate effect. Let's give it a more heave ho.
I think we'll get more listeners if we change the name to Serial.
Serial disaster.
We are doing an impromptu early in the evening show. I am Anderson. That is Mike Carano, and there's Ty Ty playing the wrong applause, and that's the appropriate applause. So I don't know how the show's going to go. It could go awful.
Let's think positive. It could be good.
It's a Monday.
Could be good. We already skateboarded.
I did.
Two of us skateboarded.
Yeah. Why weren't you skateboarding?
Well, everybody.
Yeah, we got something to get to as far as Tyler's health.
Yeah.
For those of you who heard the program last week, you may or may not have noticed that Tyler was very drunk.
Exceedingly. I don't know about very. People enjoyed it though.
People said
Tyler should be drunk more often.
He seemed very drunk.
I was on the downhill side of it, coming down.
Yeah.
Glad I wasn't there for the uphill because
the uphill was fun.
That was rough. So after your wife told you she enjoys you being drunk on the show, what'd you say?
She doesn't listen.
We are outside skating as we do. As we're known to do now around
the
park.
As the after disasters want to do.
Yeah. People know us as the skaters.
Yeah.
I heard some older guys saying, "Oh, you mean those skater guys over there?"
Yeah, we're the skaters.
As we mall grab and walk by. Yeah.
Dude, mall grabbing is the only way to go.
I looked up mall grabbing, and guess what? Huh. There was nothing negative about it, and it seems like the most logical way to carry the board, and I'm into it.
It makes perfect sense, though, because I think that after us, I think there was a generation of posers, as we call them, who were really into like the expensive boards and the cool graphics and all that, and probably went to the mall. This is all speculation.
You mean like the one I'm standing on right now?
Something like that, but less efficient. Mike got a new board and just walked around the mall and posed as skaters, making sure that everyone could see their cool graphics holding the board like that. And I could see how real skaters. I was talking to Eddie Ift, comedian Eddie Ift, just last week about mall grabbing and the. I'm not trying to name drop here with Eddie Ift for fuck's sake, but he lives in Malibu, which he dropped numerous times. Yes, he must just move there because He must have told everyone three times he lives in Malibu.
Because he lived in Venice before.
Well, now it's Malibu.
Nice house in Venice.
And he was talking about surfing and how there's all these codes. Like, the most logical way to keep your strap, your tether to your board is to wrap it around your board if you're, like, walking down to the beach.
Yeah.
No, can't do that.
Kook. Not cool. You got to let it drag.
You're kook. Everyone will know. As soon as they see you, they're like, and they watch you. He says there's a certain way you got to put your board on the sand.
Don't you think this is so hypocritical and ironic? That the logical way to do something to actually be the most efficient at what you're trying to do.
Gotta have a code.
Is overridden by trend and code.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like the anti-trend trend. They want to
make
sure.
A bra's gotta have a code, bra.
Yeah, speaking of trends.
I'm not playing by the codes.
Your DBs are too hot. That's been trending upward.
People like my hot DBs.
Who are these people?
Trending downward now.
People is like one guy who's very sad and has terrible taste, and his name is People. I think that's what it must be.
Oh, that'd be such a cool nickname.
People. Oh, speaking of which, I found a new band that might eclipse Fart Barf.
Oh,
what is we it? Might have to explore.
Fight words.
Might have to explore a little bit more about People Movers later.
Really?
PPL and VR.
Okay.
They dropped all the vowels, Ty Ty. They dress as Yetis.
Ooh, now you're speaking my language.
Yeah, and their music's good.
But Fart Barf kind of dresses like Yetis. Kind of a Yeti Bigfoot hybrid.
We'll be exploring.
Beast.
Listen a little more People Movers later. More.
That's a tease, folks.
It's really an
in the radio business, we call it tease.
So yes, after imbibing way too much, Ty Ty and Mike and I, not imbibing, we're out in the parking lot
skating.
Skating.
To the dismay of Reggie, who probably was stewing inside that he couldn't bust us. And
it was essentially
like
when the old man is coming home with his groceries and the skater punks like skate in circles around him and like knock the groceries out of his hands. That's kind of like what we were doing.
I think Reggie wanted to kick us off the property so bad.
Well, did you hear what he said when I said, "Hey, Reggie, if you didn't know us, what would you do right now?"
I'd ask you to leave.
What are you going to do that you do know us? Ask you to leave.
So I must have said at least... Is a quarter of a dozen times a thing?
At least once, for sure.
I can recall
at
least
that'd be three times.
Because people say half a dozen quite often. I asked at least a quarter of a dozen times for Tyler to please cool it. Be careful.
I think you were telling me more of that. So... after Loveline, before the podcast, that's
both.
When I was
every time
that's when
you
were on, really tanked.
Every time you were on the board and you were tanked, because Tyler's a very tall, lanky man.
Yeah, it's a farther
a lot of
trip.
Bones, a lot of bones in this body,
and the Bones Brigade board that he chose, very spindly.
Yeah,
much like himself, and it looks dangerous. Just Tyler on a skateboard looks like an accident waiting to happen, especially when that spindly body is. Infused with booze.
I look like I'm eager to become the skeleton that's on the bottom of the
Reggie
board.
On a skateboard. Nothing's going
to
happen.
Because he's low to the ground.
Yeah.
He's low to the
stalwart.
Ground. Yeah. Yeah. So I asked at least three times. I said, Tyler, please be careful. Before and after the show. Tyler falls. Very hard.
Yeah. Yes. I heard it.
Mike and I are like, oh, shit.
Quite a splat.
It was a splat that hurt.
No, I'm talking about the first one. He fell twice.
I'm talking about the one I saw.
The second one, he fell twice. The second one was the one that did the damage. That caused him to go to the doctor. And get diagnosed with broken elbow, which I didn't know was a thing that could actually happen to someone.
I thought, like, when I first fell out there, and I was like, nah, I'm fine. It just felt like when you really hit your funny bone, your hand goes numb for a second. And that was fine. And then I was driving home, and when I got to my parking lot, I had to put in the gate key. And I physically could not pick up the key and extend it out the window. And I was like, oh, this could be bad. Hmm. So I get in bed, and Lauren's awake. She's like, how is your show? How are you feeling? I'm like, I'm fine. I'm good. Whatever. Go to sleep. I wake up the next morning.
Go to the hospital.
And it felt like a mummy arm.
Right arm or left arm?
Left arm. So I hopped in the shower and I thought hot water. I'm right-handed. I thought hot water might loosen it up. No, it was worse.
If your job was to give handies with your left hand, you'd be in
trouble. I would have been out of work.
Yeah.
For a couple days.
Workers' comp. So he had a sling and everything. And I'm immediately pissed because he's making us look bad.
He's ruining the fun.
I also... give me credit. I refrained from not posting. I didn't post on Instagram. I didn't post anywhere because I wanted to have something to talk about on the show.
Oh. It was good. Well, the guy whose initial idea it was for us to get skateboards fractures his elbow.
I'm
in the
so happy you brought that up because
like 2:30 in the morning.
I don't know because I would have followed through and I would have finally got my skateboard as a present to me for having health insurance. I would have done that. I don't know if I would have done it this early.
Hey, it only cost me $20 to get my X-rays and get my shit checked out.
That's pretty good. I'm thinking about canceling my health insurance because it went up to $400.
Did it really go up? Why did it go up?
I don't know. Set annual renewal.
You can shop again.
Hey,
the open enrollment just started again.
Yours is going up too.
Why?
They all go up a percentage.
Well, I'm not going to pay that.
I read the letter and it's like it goes up a percentage. And
well, you can shop again because the new open enrollment just opened again, so you can see if there's a cheaper option for you.
Yeah. All right, we're not talking about fucking healthcare on the after disaster. That's not what we do here. I guess you guys can if you want.
Yeah. What do we?
That the wife immediately is like, "See, you see." Did Tara give you any shit?
No, I think she's happy that I didn't buy a Vespa and I bought a skateboard instead.
Right.
She
For masculinity
it.
Reasons?
We
or?
Were coming out of Bob's Big Boy and I jumped on my skateboard and was cruising through the parking lot and then she immediately pulled the let me ride it and then hogged it the whole time. And I was
she
hogged
does it to
it?
You all the
Pissed.
Time.
Dude,
she
had like seven boards.
You know what she did? You know what she did a couple nights ago?
No, I don't.
We wanted dessert. Uh-huh. How about this one? Do you get this with your wife's?
I felt Mormon for a minute.
She's like, do you want to go get a dessert? Yeah, but I didn't eat dinner, so let me get something to eat, too. Are you hungry? No. Okay, let's go to Lemonade. We get in there.
What is Lemonade?
It's an amazing walk-up, and you order the stuff that's already pre-made, and it's fantastic.
Do they have Lemonade?
Yes.
Do they sell other stuff?
Yeah. Very good food. No, let me just say, this is what's happening.
To be honest with you.
If we go get food. And I order a small noodle salad. I order another small little salad. And she goes, you should get some chili, too. And I go, I don't really want chili. Just get the chili. And I go, are you hungry? No. Are you going to eat some? I might have one bite. I go, I don't want the chili. He'll have the chili. And I'm like, no chili. Then we order a dessert.
Why isn't it called chili?
Chili's one of the many things they serve.
It's just like lemonade.
it's just this.
I'm gonna put a gun in my mouth.
Okay, you know what? Let me just cut to the chase. We get an eclair. We take it home. She cuts it. I mean, take it back to her house. She cuts it in half immediately, which is weird. Which is like, why are you doing that? And then she eats her half, and then slowly feeds me little pieces of my half.
Mm-hmm.
While she one for her, one for me. So she got like 2/3. And I was like,
I think that's probably
what the fuck is that?
3/4. For doing actual
you can't
math
cut,
here.
If you go get dinner with somebody, you can't cut it in half, give the eat your half really fast, and then share the other half.
Mike and I went on a date. My wife was also
there.
We sure did.
We did the same exact thing with our food, too.
No, we did not.
Oh, thank you for dinner. I appreciate it.
But was that an awkward dinner? It was awkward, right?
Yeah.
I was not myself at all.
You guys both seemed like you were not in a good mood.
She told me that as soon as I got up, because I had this thing, Tyler, after I touch a menu, I always do the same thing every time I go out to eat, every single time, because I'm a little OCD. And I let myself do this, yeah. And I'll touch a menu, I'll place my order, and then immediately off to the bathroom to wash my hands, because everyone touches that goddamn menu off the street.
I agree, even though we didn't eat anything with our hands. Oh, yeah, we did, the bread. I felt uncomfortable, like you guys did not want to eat there, because you kept pushing the other place.
I would have far preferred the other place, but it was fine.
Okay.
I liked that place. I liked where we ate. It doesn't matter. But I immediately
leave
Jillian and Mike by themselves, which I knew probably wasn't, neither one of them was that pleased, right? But I come back, and later in the evening, I learned from Jillian that as soon as I leave, Mike's like, are you guys going to fight? Are you going to fight?
Oh, Mike.
It feels very tense. It feels very tense.
It did feel tense.
Even if they were in a fight, you don't say that. That's not going to help the situation at all.
No, I was just in one of my weird moods.
Well, I actually thought for a moment when we left the first restaurant to go to the second restaurant. You opted to take the mountain road.
Right.
And I thought you were going to wait for me to follow you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I sat there on that corner. And I'm like,
I'm sorry,
I'm like,
buddy.
Why aren't they pulling out? Why aren't they pulling out? God fucking damn it. And then I pulled out a little bit and I'm like, oh, they already split. And then I started racing on that mountain road.
No.
And then I thought for a second, I'm like, you guys are trying to ditch me.
No.
What is that?
What? No, we're not trying to ditch you. But the last thing I ever want, everyone should not want Mike Carano driving behind them. Not a good feeling.
Everyone should not want.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I turned around
and took the old way back.
Okay, I know. All right, this is terrible.
Horrible.
I agree. All right,
this is a bad lead up to our announcement.
We stopped talking about my broken bones to talk about the roads you drove on.
Let's talk more about broken funny bones.
Let's make an announcement.
This show's
before
been suffering
people tune
from
out.
That for years.
Was that Michael?
Let's make an announcement before people get bored and tune out.
Okay, yeah, we have a very important announcement.
Skateboard.
Let's get the drum roll going. Please get the drum roll. It's a very long.
Hey, take.
That's not. The drum roll, that's Emily. Sex with Emily.
I need a drum roll for the drum roll.
Yeah, his funny phone is broken.
Fuck you. Just a minor fracture.
Monday. That's right, Monday. December 22nd. December 22nd.
Yes.
2014. What's happening, Mike?
Well, Brea, California.
Beautiful Brea.
Which is a beautiful little town in Orange County, about 45 minutes from Los Angeles.
Beautiful.
Happens to also be a place where there's an improv.
There is an improv there.
And there's a Christmas show happening.
There is a Christmas.
Monday, December 22nd.
Show happening. Three men.
Yep.
Dressed as Santa.
And a baby.
It's going to be a baby. No, it's not going to be a baby. Three men. Dressed as Santa.
Spoiler alert.
Yep.
Was I not supposed to say that before?
That's perfect.
Okay. We're going to do a Christmas show, AD Christmas show!
That's right. And even better, it's only $10.
Yep. This is a big theater, less intimate, less exclusive. And it's far.
And it's 7 drinks minimum.
That's not true.
That's not true, but the tickets are only going to be $10.
Yeah, Mike's going to great lengths to make sure that they don't do all the extra service charges.
There's
going
to be a service charge, but it's not going to be the same as last time. I'm trying to get it down to $2.
Trying to make it more affordable. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be better than any kind of like dinner New Year's Eve, unless you're still doing that.
That club's totally fun.
The Brea one. Yeah, I love the Brea one. I saw Bill Burr there.
It's different than Melrose, but it's going to be totally fun. It's probably not going to be the drunk-tacular the last one was.
Why not?
But it could be.
It could be drunk-tacular.
I could be drunk-tacular.
It's a great little town.
I can't be up on that skateboard.
They have a full restaurant.
Can we skate onto the stage?
Mm-hmm.
We can skate onto
the stage.
Put a fucking half pipe up there.
Really?
Why not?
Because we have to have someone build it.
You're right. You're right. Sorry.
But we can
skate
out.
I can think of a myriad of reasons why not.
Santa outfits skating onto stage. And here's the best part.
Yeah.
Any of us get sick, we just swap him out for another Santa. No one will know.
Well, our faces are showing.
No, beard. We're bearded. Are we going to beard it? We're not going to. If you don't do, if you do the Santa suit without the beard, you look like a home hobo.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do a black or disaster Christmas.
What, come on, blackface?
No, we get the guys.
Well, they'll be there.
Those guys.
Yeah, good point.
I don't understand.
Yeah, why am I giving them free tickets?
Hey, what's going on? Why are you making the show about the listeners? It's about us.
Yeah.
Hold on there. Also, premiering, if all goes well, I think that premiering at the Christmas show as an added bonus will be a video.
Good.
A video that has not yet been shot, but has been dreamed up and will be amazing.
Yeah.
Should we even give the title?
No.
No.
No. No. Okay.
You know why? Because we don't have one yet.
I got a title.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, give it.
Oh. We already said the same.
What? No, we got to give the title.
Nope.
Gotta cause intrigue. Maybe, yeah, I don't explain what
intrigue.
It is.
Well, you kind of already have a cause intrigue.
First ever after disaster video. No, you can do the star after the, the title.
It's a horrible title. Now I see why.
Bullets and boards. Hell
That's
to the
right.
end. It's gonna be fantastic. Now a lot of things
start
have to
shooting that soon.
A lot of things have to fall in place.
Yep.
Got a lot of work to do to get all this
like
done.
Bullets don't ricochet and kill any of us. We're gonna go shoot shit on our skateboards.
We need to get one of those VHS camcorders stat. Because that's what we're shooting it on.
Why don't you have a ricochet sound effect?
Because I'm not making Old West movies.
Not yet.
I'm excited about this show. I'm very excited about this show.
I'm excited about the bullets and board.
Obviously it doesn't have the fanfare and the excitement that the first show had, but I think it's gonna be more professional. I think it's gonna be the exact same thing as last time, but less expensive.
Mike and I have been trying to figure it out for last little while, but we really had a good long conversation last week as I drove into work, and Tyler, it's over. Brea came up for the first time ever. Yeah. Here's the deal with Brea. That's one of your main offices. It was your main outpost for a long time, right?
Yeah.
That was like your hub. And they're closed on Mondays. They're opening the doors for us.
Yep. Yep.
For the after Tyler. And my thought, Tyler, is that a lot of people, it's the week of Christmas, a few days before Christmas. I'm thinking a lot of people are going to be done with school, maybe have some time off work. I'm not going to be doing work that night.
It's a Christmas show. We might do some special things, too, because we're trying to come up with ideas for maybe some kind of...
We're going to do some shit.
Giveaways.
It's going to be a good time.
And you know what? This is weird that I'm just saying this out of the blue
right now.
Here
comes an empty promise.
No, I'm going to make a promise, and I'll keep it.
Oh, no.
And this is embarrassing, and it's rough, and it's going to cause me an insane amount of tension if we even come close. But if we sell out that show, I will do the song live to open the show, or at the end, whenever you want.
Notice he didn't say which song.
He did the Christmas song.
Some Dio cover.
Sleigh
bells.
Mike, which song?
I will do Happy Live. I'll lug a Marshall amp down from San Diego. And
they don't have a PA there.
They do, but I'm going to bring a giant, loud fucking amp.
I think 400 tickets is
overextending
ourselves.
I'm throwing
it
out there.
All right, okay.
I'm throwing it out there.
If we do 400, we better crowd surf in.
Oh, if we do 400, we're coming in one of those giant gerbil balls.
All three of us in the same one?
Yes, all tumbling over one another.
We're parachuting in. You'll just hear a loud lump on the roof.
No, the Flaming Lips, he always does that. He always comes in with the gerbil ball.
There's a girl that works at Aaron Brothers in Brea.
She can make a gerbil ball.
The first time I went in, she was staring at me.
She's stunning.
She's in a ball? Cute.
No, she was staring.
She's stunning.
Oh, she thought you were Wayne.
No,
Coyne.
She's like, she's cute.
She thought you were Wayne.
Blue hair, like rocker artist chick.
Uh-huh.
And when I finally went to pay for my frames, she's like, "Are you in a band?" And I'm like, "No." And she goes, "You look like the guy from Flaming Lips." And every time I've been there, she's like.
Mike just put his head back and looked in awe for all of this.
Yeah, I was very excited. I was very excited.
You should have said, absolutely.
She's
Let's go
cute.
Bang. What how many times it happens to like celebrities? Like people bang on their behalf and they have no idea. And they're maybe bad in bed or have little dicks or something. And like Billy Idol has no idea.
Bang some guy, on their behalf?
Some guy is like pretending to be
laying
him.
Pipe in your name, brah.
Laying bad pipe.
On your behalf.
I'm what if he's laying big pipe on your behalf stranger. And you have a great reputation?
All right. What do you guys got?
This is going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be fun, man.
20 people show up. I mean, we'll be crushed, devastated. We'll probably never do another show.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. But you know what? There's much less pressure on us in Brea than there is at Melrose, because Melrose was very important, and it was an honor
that
we
very
sold
important?
Out. And it was very important to me, because that's where I work. But Brea...
No pressure.
It doesn't matter how many people show up. It's going to be fun, and
it's
we're going to make it
great fun.
A fucking blast. And I don't think the room seats 400.
It's
going
to get back
in like
Alien.
Three something, or like low threes. But either way, there's a chance we could possibly sell it out.
Well,
it's only
$10. Let's put them on sale. They go on sale Wednesday. Isn't like tomorrow.
I hope we get greedy between now and when I post this, and this audio back through is like, yeah, it's only $30.
There will be
pictures.
Mm-hmm. Right, there's stuff. We got stuff in the works. We got stuff planned.
Picture taken on Santa's lap.
Santa's.
That's what I said.
Santa's.
That's what I meant to say.
Oh, my
Santa's.
God. Human centipede.
Oh, the human centipede.
We're not doing that.
For $20, we'll do the human centipede. For $5, you get a picture with us. Oh, on our lap.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone, just bottom line, we'll do anything for money, apparently.
And we're trying to figure out how we're going to package the pictures. I want to do something like they do like when you're in Disneyland and they give you like a little envelope with like the little border where it says, you know, like first Christmas after disaster 2014. Yeah. Mike wants to
I want to do Polaroids.
He wants to blow the dust off the Polaroid.
I do.
Take Polaroids, which it could work, but I think that maybe there's something missing there.
You know what we could do? I could bring the professional lights, the camera, put it on a tripod.
Oh, yeah, you got to do that with your little umbrellas.
Take a completely professional photo, and we could upload the full-res versions onto a website and let people just download the full-res version.
Mm-hmm.
What we're really trying to do is figure out a way for you not to use your own camera.
Right.
So we can get $5.
Yeah. That's what... But it... Yeah.
We need to disclose that right now so that the night of the show
we won't
can
smile in a photo unless it's a $5 photo.
Yeah. Not really.
You can't really sit on our lap if you're using your camera.
We'll pull them down like, haha.
Hey, why don't you and I don't know, Tyler,
how about this idea?
Why don't we actually grow the beards?
We're going to put three chairs on stage. We'll take the pictures on the stage. And for $10, we'll all drop our pants so you can sit on our lap.
Why do our pants have to be dropped to sit on our lap?
That'll be funnier now that I think about it.
How about for $5 our pants are down and we'll put them on for $10? I think we'd get more business.
Okay.
My idea was also to have fake wieners that are hard in our pants, so when the listeners sit down on our laps for the picture, they're like, wow, those guys are creepy. Tyler, I don't know if that was deserved.
And who knows what else will happen on that night, because we don't know. We might add some special fun stuff.
Who knows? We might add some special fun stuff. It's true.
I think it's going to be great, and I'm excited, and I really, really hope somebody buys tickets.
I make this promise to you, the listener, that I will not allow the show to be a lead-up to the Christmas show from now until then. It's not going to happen.
Oh, it's going to happen.
That's going to happen.
We'll discuss it here and there, but
we'll discuss it thoroughly.
Oh, should guys, we what have if Reggie as an elf?
No.
Oh, my God.
Guys,
what
if our plan horribly backfires and everyone's out of town?
Yeah.
No one's in town.
There's a good chance.
That's possible.
There's a good chance. But I think a lot of our listeners are, they actually live here. They're born here.
You know something? If we get down there and there's 20 people there, it'll still be fun.
Yeah.
We'll never do
it. Improv will be
show.
Pissed.
Yeah, the improv will probably be pissed.
Yeah, I guess it would be.
Would we have to pay them?
Yeah, how's that work?
We might.
Hmm.
All right. You know, maybe we're not going to do the show.
I regret announcing it
this
now.
This will be so fucked up if we had no intention of doing this.
What if we show up and there's only like 15 people there, right? We know.
Well,
eight of them are people we invited.
In my experience,
how little tickets sold, we just don't show up, and then we just deny the whole thing. Like you just say, I never asked for that night.
In my experience, I've seen everything happen in my last 20 something years of the clubs. I've seen people who have big names who have been on Letterman 20 times show up to an audience of 30. And I've seen shows that had nobody on them sell out. So you don't know really what's going to happen. And
we in that scenario?
I've seen big name comics like Jay Moore plug the shit out of a show at Melrose and have 40 people show up.
I've heard 30.
And still give 100% of the show. And it's still a great night.
Oh, yeah. We'll give 100%.
So either way, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a Christmas party.
Okay, right. Eggnog will be served?
Eggnog will be served.
Will they have eggnog?
No, but we'll bring some.
Will we?
And we'll sneak it to people.
I don't know if that's...
You know what?
We put some in misters and spray people with eggnog?
I'm going to ask on Wednesday when I'm down there. I'm going to ask them if we can order like a
case have some eggnog on hand. Yeah. We should have some eggnog. Is there going to be mistletoe?
I don't know yet. Okay. Of course. It's going to be a Christmas show. It's days before. There's a Christmas tree on the stage already.
We're making the naughty nice list of people who can't come, right?
I don't think we're going to do that. I think we're...
But the tickets are going on sale Wednesday night.
Doors are open to everyone.
All right.
Getting together for... So, yeah, if you do, let's say you come from Boston, but you live out here, but you go home for Christmas, I'm glad we're letting you know in time to not make your airfare and your flight reservations, because you should cancel your home trip.
Fly out
Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Or fly out Tuesday, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of people are going to be home.
Hypothetically, you know, like, I don't think it's going to be as much people coming from out of town as the last show, obviously. But if you do want to come in from out of town, there are... There's an NBC Suites about six blocks away.
Okay, all right.
And there's a couple of other less expensive
shows. Yeah, okay.
Brito's a very
nice
little
town. Here we go.
Little town.
I'm going to talk about a film that I'm not going to talk about on the film
vault. When do I get to talk about my text messages?
And we're going to talk... I'm getting to everything that I hope we get to within the next 20 minutes because Drew is on his way in, because also that's why we're doing the show so early. The After Disaster is the guest on the Mike and Drew show. Catherwood's out of town. Catherwood, through via email, suggested that we just do a show so we can hash it out with Drew and explain why all After Disaster listeners hate him.
You guys are going to have to do the explaining because I don't really understand the whole thing.
I can tell you're lost. I think that Mike Catherwood might have been joking in his email, but Drew took it seriously. He's like, oh, let's see if we can get Corano down here. So we're doing an After Disaster show on Mike and Drew as well. But going to talk about Drew's anger with Tyler right now.
Why?
And we'll talk about it, I'm sure, on the show. I'm sure Drew won't be able to curb himself. But right after Tyler broke his elbow last week, morning after, I should say, 7:45 a.m., he sends Drew the following. Drew actually took a picture of the text chain on his phone and sent it to me so that I could discuss it on... Oh, God, it's gone. Oh, God.
I have it.
No. I don't want to see yours. I want to see the one that Drew got.
Do you want to talk about our new skateboard shop?
Yeah, that's coming too. Hold on. Oh, here it is. Okay, found it. Here's what Tyler writes to Drew. 7:45 a.m. I think it's a little bit off base to send anyone any form of communication.
Way off base. Yeah. Way off base.
And Drew's an early riser. He's a doctor. He's up early.
You're out. The pitcher threw you out.
After he was indignant, telling me, like, he was pissed. He's like, what the fuck is this? Like, he was really angry. And then we went back and we were getting coffee together. And I'm like, yeah, but you're...
Was it about that we all send him our medical problems?
You're usually up, aren't you? And he's like, I was up, but I was still out of it. I didn't know what was going on. Here's what Tyler sends to Drew at 7:45 a.m. Cross Blue Shield PPO? If not, no worries.
Oh, okay. That's entirely different than what I sent him.
Okay, so hold on. Drew's response was WTF, also known as what the fuck? Question mark. And then Tyler's response to that was, yeah.
What?
Just that. Y-A-A-A. And then followed with a new text saying, yeah. Can't tell if I fractured something or just bruised the hell out of it. Rotation of wrist hurts up near elbow.
Yes, that's English.
And Drew writes, and so what? You need an ortho referral? I feel like I walked in the middle of a film and I'm trying to understand the plot. Which I can't blame him.
Yeah, I can't believe. What do you think, he's car talk or something?
What's going on?
Even though one of the guys just
you
died.
You think that he has like some kind of spidey sense where if anyone gets injured in his circle of knowledge of people, he
let
knows.
Me you ever, read you the you, text I sent him?
Do you ever listen to that show, Car Talk? People will call up and go, I've got a 1989 Mazda 626, and it's going like, down the road.
Can I
that's way more information.
Read.
Way more information than Tyler gave him.
And even I'd be going,
Jesus
what
Christ.
The fuck?
Tyler started off with Cross Blue Shield.
No, I did not.
Cross Blue Shield PPO, which seems backwards to begin with, right? Isn't it Blue Shield?
True. It's Blue Mike Cross? Corano. Hearing voices. Suicide?
I am so frustrated right now.
You're right. That's
you're right.
You're right. All right, Ty. What'd you do?
At 7:45, I texted Drew. Hey, Drew, it's Tyler. Surprise, surprise. I think I jacked up my forearm while skating last night. Are you guys seeing patients today, and do you guys take Blue Cross Blue Shield PPO? If not, no worries.
Yeah, that's... I talked Drew through it, and I said, we both know Ty. He's not that bad.
No.
He's bad, but he's not that bad.
And he said, and
there's
so what?
Missing.
You need it. Yeah. And he said, what the fuck? So I thought he was going like, what the fuck? You hurt yourself? So I replied, yeah, can't tell if I fracture something or just bruise the hell of it. Mm-hmm. Rotation of my wrist hurts up near the elbow. And he goes, and so what? You need an ortho referral? And I replied, probably. I don't have a specific general practitioner at the moment, whom I presume is who I would typically visit first. When I had HMO, I had to go to a general practitioner who would then refer me to a doctor. Mm-hmm. Now I have PPO, and apparently I can just go to the ortho if I want to.
Oh, look at fancy boy over there with the PPO. Ooh,
so then he replies with the,
oh,
I feel like I walked in the middle of a film. And then says to go to a doctor.
It's HMO.
And then, okay, here's... Drew goes, go straight to the doctor. Why are you awake?
Because it's 7:45 a.m.
I said, I'm awake because I work at 9 every day like a normal human being.
I think he thinks you're homeless and
I think he still
jobless.
Thinks I work at Loveline even though I'm not only here
he
once a week.
No, because then why would he ask why are you here every time he sees you?
I also then said, I hope I didn't wake you. All my apologies if so, and he never replied.
Oh, he was pissed.
You know what my mom said to me last week, which was apparent. We all knew it, but she finally vocalized it. Mm. during our big family screaming blowout that was embarrassing as hell, she said, she was talking about, you do this, blah, blah, blah. And Mike, I don't know what you do for a living.
But to be honest, very few people do.
That's true, but my own mom. Yeah, fuck it. You're right. Sorry. Why would I expect her to know? She gleefully told me this Sunday, which turned into another fight. Every time I talk to her, it's a fight. I've got diabetes. And I went, what did the doctor say? Did she talk to you about your diet? Nope. I go, the doctor didn't talk to you about your diet? I saw a nurse practitioner. That's as good as a doctor. I went, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you're talking about. She just started yelling at me. You don't know what you're talking about.
Apparently that's the future, though.
It's as good as a doctor.
Apparently we're not going to see doctors in the future. It's going to be nurse practitioners.
As long as they're hot.
All right. All right, Tyler, you're off
the
hook.
Can you understand my...
Yeah, I assume. Drew and I both came to the realization that there must have been something to begin with that message that did not come through.
I would be such a prick if I just texted.
I know. I was actually, there was a good 60 seconds, maybe 2 minutes of my life where I was like really, I was embarrassed.
And also, for the record, for people who don't know, Dr. Drew's office where he practices is like 2 blocks from my house. So I was hoping that if he was in there early, I know he does it like 2 days a week, I could just pop in, blah, blah, blah. That's all.
You know what? I want to make him my general practitioner because that'll be easier. I can just call instead of having to sit on the phone for 45 minutes. You know, I tried to switch to your doctor, by the way.
Yeah, what happened?
Your hot Ruski?
They didn't take her?
I sat on the phone for
he
about,
called her hot Ruski and said, sir, your business is 35
to 40 minutes.
Yeah. With my
office?
With
my insurance company.
Oh, okay.
And I told them I want to switch my general practitioner and switch to a different plan.
Do it online.
Well, sir, if you would have got the insurance directly through us, you can do that. But you have to go through Covered California since you didn't use
us. There's a lot of people that are not happy with the Covered California.
Like, you know,
and as soon as they see that, they're like, paper trail that we got to deal with. Red tape. All right. How did dinner go last week after the blowup? The workout on Sunday?
It went great because everyone was on their best behavior.
Did everyone pretend like it didn't happen? Or?
Absolutely.
Okay.
100%.
So everyone's rosy, cheery.
Never going to cut up. What I did because of out of guilt?
Uh-huh.
I swore about 13 or 14 years ago, I'm dead serious, mm-hmm. I will never, ever again drive anywhere in the car with anyone in my family. Anyone.
Right.
I'm a loner. You know, I'm a lone wolf on my own out on the highways and byways of America.
Rambler. Rolling rock.
My dad goes, you going to Tucson for Thanksgiving? I went, yeah. And he goes, maybe we'll just drive with you. And I went, okay. And then I'm like, so I immediately lied and said,
you're transporting potatoes.
I can drive out there with you, but I'm going somewhere else afterwards. So
we can make that a reality.
Might have to fly home or something. And so now they're finding another way home. They're going to either rent a car or drive home with my brother and his wife and the kids because I said I'm going somewhere. So now I'm going somewhere because I make my lies the truth.
And I'm that's the truest thing you've ever said.
I'm either going to go to Tombstone. Mm-hmm. And here's the best part. I want to go camping. Uh-huh. And I'm looking at campsites, and then I went, worst comes to worst, I can always sleep in a Walmart parking lot because they allow RVs.
I heard that recently.
And then I thought...
Oh, only RVs, not cars?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Really?
They have insurance for it, and they will allow you to sleep there for a night. Now, then I thought, this is going to be the worst time in the history of me ever sleeping in my car, a.k.a. camping, in a Walmart parking lot on Black Friday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's no go.
Yeah, it's no go. So it's going to be a hotel 2 nights in a row.
Or a motel. Just stay in a motel. Just stay in your car on the side of the road, Mike. Come on.
On the side of the road.
Okay. So, since I last saw you, my skate shop has become your skate shop.
That's right.
And last week...
Inadvertently, it wasn't planned.
Unfortunately, last week I had a great skate shop story because I've been spending some time at skate shops. More time than I should be spending.
I'm going to go hang out at
my skate shop. You take the morning paper down there and you just hang out and shoot the shit?
Tyler, you should come with us to the After Disaster skate shop.
Such a great skate shop. I love everyone in there.
I'm going to tell that guy next time I go in there.
Mm-hmm.
No,
remember.
How can I tell him that?
What? Tell him what?
I was going to say, you should cut us some deal on some shit so we can plug you guys.
Eh. Eh-huh. It's been there since 1978, before Paul Peralta. Can you imagine? Skateboard shop. Actually, it started as a roller skate shop because they got Skateland right down the street. Anyways, Ma and Pa Place. Been there forever.
Very nice. Very nice people.
Before I even bought my board, I think I went, I went in there as soon as I got my Steve Caballero deck and was asking questions. And I wasn't going to buy anything. I
thought you bought your board online.
I did. I took my board in there to get information because my trucks weren't done. Anyways, long story short, didn't want to buy a thing because you can buy everything online for cheaper. But I ended up buying some bearings from them and getting to know a little bit. And then I went back with my new board, which Aiden sent us, which I love this board. It's making my Steve Caballero seem big and hulking. Anyways, all besides the point. Last time I went in there, I need some more adjustments, and I was going to buy some more wheels or something, or needed some adjustments mainly. And I pull up, and a really sketchy-looking dude is walking by. His pants are completely sagged down.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like he's been sleeping outside for a while. I'm not sure he's homeless, but I'm pretty sure he's homeless. And he's doing the walk-by. And then
cruising
I see him
you.
Stop. He sees the skate shop, stops, doubles back, he goes in. And it's a tiny little hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Tiny little hole in the wall. So I'm waiting it out. I'm hoping the guy just goes in there and he like asks for money or food or a job or something, and then he'll just skedaddle. I'm in my car for a good 5 minutes. He's not coming out. So I'm like, fuck, I got to go share space with this guy. I don't want
to
do this.
Yeah, I don't want to either. I'm going to find a new skate shop.
So I go in there. Homeless dude, or semi-possibly probably homeless dude, is sitting in there. And there's a young, attractive girl working in there.
Yeah.
Bridget, I think her name is. Something with a B. Brittany? I think it's Brittany.
I didn't catch her name.
I did, because while semi-possibly homeless dude was talking to her, he introduced himself as Brian and made a big deal about how both their names start with a B. Now, he was talking about some shoes that he liked very much because teal is his favorite color. He wanted to try them out. You got them in my size? And she's like, yeah, I do. Let me go check. She walks 2 feet behind the counter, is facing me now, and says, can I help you with something, sir?
Oh.
Super awkward. Because he's just sitting there, right? Right next to me. Like, I could reach my left hand out and pet his head. He's sitting right next to me. And I'm like, yeah, actually, you can. I'm looking for some indie trucks that would fit this board. I was getting Aiden's board outfitted. I was asking my clear duct grip tape, and she goes, yeah. And she starts get the trucks out, and she's showing me the different sizes, and then possibly homeless dude speaks up and goes, you still helping me out with those shoes? And she goes, yeah, I'll get them in a second.
Now I feel bad for him. This is very uncomfortable. You should have stayed in your car longer.
So I say,
moral
hey.
Of the story, people, don't go inside stores.
So she calls the dude that we both like, who's like total skater dude. Love that dude. He's great. Like a little guy.
Okay, that's a different guy than I got, because the little guy was there too, but the guy I got was clean cut.
This guy's not clean cut.
Yeah, we get a different guy. My guy was fine.
All right.
Careful what you guys say if we're going to get sponsored.
I know,
by the
we're going to get sponsored by the shop.
Well, I have nothing bad to say about them.
Little dude, clean cut guy.
No. My guy that came over, like hot when budget. I saw an 11 year old kid going in there with his mom to buy his first skateboard, I love the way that the skate shop dude like handled him. He's like, "All right, little man, what do you got? What's going on? What do you want to skate?" Like, he's totally cool. Like the camp counselor you want.
Yeah,
he was great. So she calls him over, and Brittany goes back for the shoes, right? So now I'm dealing with my dude. And he's like going, hey, good to see you again. And how's Caballero working out? And we're going back and forth. Actually, I have my Caballero with me. Anyways, long story short, she comes back out with this guy, semi-possibly homeless dude's shoes. And he's like, oh, these are tight, and I love these. And he puts them on. It's dirty.
His name is Brian.
Now he owns them.
Brian, yeah. And he's like, I do love them. He's like, yeah, ring me up. So he produces a credit card. And she goes, And she's just, the first thing I hear him say right when I walk in the door was, are you married?
Oh, Jesus.
To Brittany.
Christ.
She's probably 18.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, no. So he produces a credit card.
You are now.
And Brittany's like, okay, you have your ID with you? No. Left that at home. Don't have my ID. Is that going to be a problem? And she's like, yeah, I'm sorry. We need to have ID. By the way, they've never asked for my ID.
She took my ID.
Been there 3 or 4 times. Didn't ask for my ID.
Well, you look homeless, apparently.
Yeah, I'll say.
So she's like, I'm sorry. And there's just this awkward tension. And it's a tiny little space.
Are you just staring at some bearings and some trucks? Like, oh, these are very interesting.
I'm at the back, yeah, because now my guy has actually left me. So I'm just standing there alone now because he's off helping this little fat rotund.
Now you're de facto security. When he punches Brittany and takes off of the shoes, you have to make a move.
I'm waiting for that to happen, too. Yeah. I'm thinking he might just split. But I realize I don't even know if he likes teal. I think that might be a ruse.
You know what?
He doesn't care about the shoes.
I'm highly suspect of his love
for
teal.
He likes it
because
it rhymes with steel.
He only cares about Brittany. I learned that pretty much right when I walked in, when I asked the are you married part, right? So my guy, he's over helping little rotund girl with her mom. Not my rotund, a different rotund.
Different one.
And they're buying bearings, which is strange. Same bearings that you buy for skateboards you can use for for roller skates.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
So he's trying to sell her on the reds.
Why would they make them different colors? I mean, different sizes.
I don't know. You just don't think of a roller skating and roller, because one's cool and one's not.
So what happens with homeless guy?
So homeless guy. So
Barry, what's his name?
Brian. Brian, I remember the name because I have a co-host on Film Vault, Brian. Oh, I got to talk about Galapagos. Wait till you guys hear about Anyways, sorry. So I'm sitting there just Skyline. And it's in that back little area. You know the spot I'm talking about. Really, yes. really crowded where they have the grip.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just
I stood right in the area where they needed to come in and out.
Yeah,
and
I kept getting
kept
in Brittany's way.
Yeah,
Brittany went around me three or four times. So the poor guy, he's like, so he knows there's it's just that silence. Cut the tension with a knife. And then he goes, you take deposits?
How much were they?
I think they're like $70.
Maybe that's expensive.
They're expensive.
Yeah. Deposits?
And she says, yeah, he's just looking for anything, right? And I'm just thankful that he said something because it was
She's
so
like, no,
uncomfortable.
What about sperm deposits, baby?
So he says, she goes, yeah, it needs to be at least 50% of the purchase price and then we'll hold the shoes for you. And he says, I wasn't talking about that kind of deposit.
Oh.
I was talking about maybe like giving you my number. And I'm just like cringing. I'm cringing.
Oh, this is horrible.
I'm cringing. And poor Brittany, right? And I'm just sitting there looking down at my naked Hawaiian board.
And you're like, do you have a phone?
Saying, don't say anything, Anderson. Just stay the fuck out of it. And there's just silence. And there's so much silence. And there's more silence. And I can't take any more silence. And I don't see either one of them because I got my back
like
to them.
Like the silence of space?
And I just, it was the silence. It was as silent as alien, yes. No one could hear me scream. And I just, I broke the silence. I turned over my shoulder and I said, I don't think she's for sale, man. Which doesn't even make sense.
Oh, nice.
Doesn't make sense. Now he's directing his homeless ire at me.
Oh, man.
So he turns to me and he goes, I'm not trying to buy her, man. Because he already sees me as a threat because she wanted to help me while she was helping
yeah,
him.
Yeah. You're a threat anyway because you're a dude that walked in there.
So he's like, all right, well, I'll be back tomorrow with my ID. Get those teal shoes.
She's like, I need tomorrow off.
She's like, okay.
I'm quitting.
It was highly uncomfortable.
Did you call and find out if he ever came and bought the shoes?
Why would I call?
Hi, this is Anderson Callett from the After Disaster Podcast. We've been trying to be more investigative with the recent success of Serial. We'd like to explore this from all angles.
Serial's good. It is good. But my wife needs to relax. It's not the greatest fucking thing ever.
It's not the greatest thing ever, but I'll tell you this much. I didn't listen very
carefully.
You
listened to one episode.
No,
right?
I listened to six episodes.
Yeah, Mike sent me this really annoying text. It was why do you actually like this?
I was totally guilty. I didn't say that. I said, I don't get what the big deal is. The way you tweeted about it was as if it was the greatest podcast ever.
Tyler, now, stop tweeting about other podcasts, please. Thank you.
No, here's the deal. I listened to it
while I was working,
and I wasn't paying attention, and I thought this is boring, and this isn't that interesting. Then I listened to episodes 1 through 6 while paying attention, and I found it riveting.
Yeah, there's a lot of twists, a lot of turns. You got to get.
Did you just get choked up while talking about it?
No, choked up.
He was like, it was riveting.
I'm at episode 6. I'm going with guilty.
Yeah, I think he's guilty.
It makes you flip-flop, doesn't it?
I hate the way that she sounds when she talks to him on the phone. I hate it. She sounds like a schoolgirl, like trying to be cool.
I'll tell you what made me flip-flop the most was when they went to the woman that has the firm that deals with people that were wrongly accused, or where they have the students that go over the case, and they look at it intently for a month and come to conclusions, and they took it for the weekend and went, we think there are some big holes here, and all of us think, we're going to take it and look at it.
Right.
I don't think the guy's ever going to get out. I think the show is just a show, but I do think he did.
They're still recording it. They don't know how many episodes are going to be.
My favorite part about the entire thing. Am I spoiling something by saying
this? Yeah, you kind of are. Yeah, stop.
Okay.
But the girl
like
does
the
it.
No. MailChimp.
I'm
going to
say this
beginning.
Because it's important.
MailChimp?
No, my favorite thing was when she spoke with a lawyer and she goes, one of my concerns is I think I'm just getting played by a psychopath. And the woman goes.
And she's like, you're not that lucky.
Yeah, she goes. I've dealt with like 3,000 cases. I've never had a smart psychopath.
I find that hard to believe because I've had a best friend who's a sociopath. Yeah. I've worked with
them. The second I heard that, I was like, let this be the one.
Yes, me too. But I thought, you know what? Every movie and every television show leads you to believe the criminals are masterminds. They're always a genius. But the truth of the matter is, just like that attorney said, is usually it's people have been smoking crack for 3 days and drinking, and then someone goes, I have an idea. You're like, oh yeah, you're right. That is how it happens. Because I've had that. I've been drinking all night with friends, and someone goes, let's drive to Las Vegas right now.
Great
idea.
I'm in.
Yeah. Let's go. And then we're in the car for an hour, and all of us are falling asleep.
Yeah.
I think the best thing about Serial, besides the fact that it's a very good show, is that it's getting people that had no really concept of what a podcast was or what it could be, and now they know how to use a podcast app and how to find podcasts.
Yeah, it's opened the door to a lot
of... I agree. So hopefully...
It's a gateway drug.
My mom would love a Serial.
Yeah, if you like Dateline NBC and like 2020 on Friday nights when there's nothing else on TV, if you like that shit, you love Serial. Yeah.
Super good. What's her name? Sarah?
Koenig.
Yeah, it's like what a really racist person would say if they agreed with a black person. That's her last name.
Oh yeah, Drew's here. Should we do a little crossover to like?
We gotta do the song. We gotta do completely separate for my.
Okay,
own
so we'll
sake.
End this.
But I gotta talk real quick. I gotta spend 5 minutes with the Galapagos affair. Satan Came to Eden.
I watched that
streaming on Fuckflix.
Wait, Drew's coming in.
Drew needs to settle down. Drew needs to
I can't stop
down.
Him. I can't
God
stop
damn
him.
Damn it!
I can't stop him. No. Fuckers.
No, I have to say.
No, we're doing it on your program.
Yes, we're gonna do it on my program.
You don't think we're gonna have the same listeners?
Mike, Drew, do you have any couth?
Listen,
he's grabbing mics that don't work.
Test. There, my couth
there you go.
Is. Let's be clear.
Okay.
I have no intention to ruin the fucking after disaster. Can we be clear about that?
Wait, can I be clear about something?
Let me finish. And we are going to straighten this all out on the Mike and Dr. Drew podcast.
Yes.
Because Mike's not here and you guys
right,
are going to come
right.
and straighten this shit
okay.
out.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay, something just occurred to me.
The Corano is trying to ruin your marriage.
No, something just occurred to me.
He's tried many times.
No, because I have said nothing.
Mike's
and
had
nothing to do with this whole issue that's
I'm
happening
certain,
here.
I'm certain, Mike. I'm certain.
And I'm seeing
nothing.
People's tweets going, why'd you break my... I never said anything about it. It was
I am ruining the after disaster and breaking Michael Corano's heart.
Oh, there Mike. We go. Get that drop.
Did I...
We play that forever.
Did I...
Oh, my God, yeah.
Have I said one thing about this on the air?
Yes.
Period. I have not.
You're the one who brought it up.
I brought up that I'm uncomfortable doing it because I feel you guys are going to be resentful about it. And then Tyler or somebody said, everybody tweet Drew that he's breaking up. That was the extent of my involvement. Mm-hmm. 100. That was completely my extent. As I said, I want to know if it's cool with you guys
right,
if we
so
do this.
We're going to leave it here. This after all,
are you teasing us over the break, Drew?
This is a family fight.
I'm only interested in this show thriving and
it's
and
true. I agree
succeeding.
With that.
And
that's never
well.
Been the issue. It's never
I
been the
also
issue.
Would love to do a thing with Mr. Corano without upsetting everybody else, without destroying the show. And I would like to cancel our December 6th date without
we
fucking,
did. We canceled
without,
it.
Without killing Michael
but
Corano,
isn't that isn't that I've what? Never said anything. I've said zero about this.
All right. Next week on the show, we will have talked about this. I'm sure what happens on the Mike and Drew show, if you hadn't heard it. And also, I cannot wait to explore some of the things that I saw on a documentary called The Galapagos Affair. Satan Came to Eden. Some of the most ridiculous things, upsetting things from that from humanity were on that documentary.
I've watched it as well.
Like an example. What's an example?
It's the heart of it, and we got to spend
but this
some time
is good. We
it.
Can give the listeners homework. Go watch that, and then we'll talk about it next
it's
week.
Good. It's not great.
It's not
little
great.
Slow,
it's too long.
A little meandering.
It's too long.
You give your listeners homework.
All right, here,
we do
here's,
now.
Here's,
the
Drew,
temerity.
Actually,
they're inspiring
to be a part
us.
Of this
the hubris.
Because there's a doctor and his wife, right?
Yeah.
Crazy Germans.
Yeah.
Living, what was their name?
Crazy
their
Germans,
name?
A little redundant.
What was their name? They had Ritters, the Ritters. Yeah. They decide they're going to move to the Galapagos. This is like 1932, 1933.
Shocking.
Because they don't want to live with – they don't like humanity. They don't like society. They don't like what society's become. Hate Hitler. They want to get the fuck out of Germany early.
Yeah.
So they go there to live, right? And they write some letters home and whatnot. The Galapagos. They hate people so much that there's a small little village on one of the Galapagos Islands. No, they go 60 miles away from that.
They're in the wilderness.
To a complete and total little island that no one else –
Living on lava rock.
Yeah. And –
Within like a year, somebody learns because the newspapers get a hold of their that they're there and gets their letters. So they're writing all sorts of like articles in the newspaper about these, you know, glorifying their world and making grand shit up. A pregnant woman and her husband moved to the same island, and they say, "Oh, well, there's a doctor there, so he'll tend to my needs when I have to give birth."
Oh, geez.
And they just presume that he's going to be there at their beck and call.
That's my life.
And he's like.
Yeah, but
wait a minute. We moved here to get
friends.
Away from fucking people, and now, so he showed them like a place on the other side of the island. You live here, but they kept coming back to bug him. I want to talk
this,
about
this woman. This pregnant woman invented Twitter before there was Twitter.
No,
that's what Twitter is for me.
For you?
Yeah.
Are they always asking you for help?
Did a lizard eat her baby?
Incredibly complex.
Like they
thing.
Knew
and then
that.
Furious.
They
that
went
I can't,
there.
That I can't practice across state lines. Furious that I can't solve a problem. Take 12 months to solve in 140 characters.
In their head,
furious.
They have nothing. You have everything. Why can't you give them a little sliver?
Oh,
that's what they're probably thinking.
Are you too busy breaking my heart?
No, I can't.
All
right, I'm out. We're out.
Don't forget.
That's the wrong song.
December 22nd, Brea Improv.
That's right.
After Disaster Christmas Show.
Unless Drew takes that date.
It's a Monday night. It's a Monday night After Disaster Christmas Show.
Unless
Monday
Drew night. Replaces
it's
the show with Cole.
Oh, we got to figure out what the Monday night
Mike,
football game is.
Ours needs
is
to be the 21st.
So we can
take
here we go! Here we go!
We're going to do January for sure. Also, don't forget I have that new record out up on my website. If you want to buy it,
oh,
it's
you
only
do?
$5.
Cool.
Yeah.
Why didn't you open with that, man?
I don't know.
What songs are on?
It's got like 13 or 14 songs.
You don't know how many songs?
What
your stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Name
I don't like to promote this kind of stuff.
Can I use them
everybody
as featured
buy
artists?
That
yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Cool, cool, cool.
Well, I want them to be bumpers on Loveline.
Weatherly's going to love that.
Yeah. just for fun.
He probably would. He'd be like, oh, I like
this. Thank you guys for listening.
All right.
Good evening.